content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kib Watson. I'm so full of energy, you guys. Bouncing off the walls.
You have been bouncing around here.
Well, you know why? Because I had such a productive morning, and I made my Bernie bars, which everybody's had them now. Danny's going to taste it here in a second.
Yeah, I held one.
So
well,
good.
It's so important what we eat. It's so, so important. And so is what we get done, too. I love being productive. We talked about it last week on the air.
Yeah.
The importance of getting things done early in the morning, setting your day up so that for
morning
success.
Morning and evening routines.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It was a great topic. In fact, someone in the hallway who's a radio expert said to me, I don't know if it was that show or the show the week before, but said that you and I had absolutely fabulous radio a couple of weeks ago.
You've been doing it long enough,
Well, we've
right?
been doing absolutely. And something else she said, but I'm going to save it for later because I love what we're talking about today, The Gifts of Imperfection.
Yeah, Brené Brown's book.
But imperfection is very appealing, too, when it's raw and it's real. And I'm going to talk about, you know, she was saying that there's one thing that I do that makes radio people cringe. She said, but keep doing it because it's so you and you just need to
That's
be
so
you.
Funny.
It is funny. And I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, we're going to make people cringe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
radio
you know,
people cringe.
Well, so Danny, have you taken a bite yet?
No.
Where is it?
I left him in there for you. What's wrong with you?
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
You love my Bernie bars.
Well, cause Robin's going to try one here.
Okay, Robin's going to try one too.
Because she's never had one of your Bernie bars.
Well, she's in for a treat.
They're so good.
But I use really good ingredients, number one. And the thing is, and I'm going to talk about the ingredients. Dr. Johnny Bowden has been a regular on the show for a very long time. He's back in the, you know, back on more regular now. But he wrote recently the book, 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth, The Surprising Unbiased Truth About What You Should Eat and Why. And so I didn't go buy the book to make the Bernie bars, but I naturally use these foods in my everyday life because it's important to eat well. And it's important to make sure that your kids eat well. You actually save money in the long run because you have a more productive life. And we've actually talked
that
about this on the
so
show as
true.
Well, right?
Yeah.
About the habits of the most successful people. And one of them is they eat really well.
Yeah.
Okay. They make their bed in the morning. They do these things that set them up for greatness during the day. But, you know, so the ingredients in my Bernie bars, essentially the base recipe is a half a cup of oatmeal to one egg, one whole egg. And of course, I use pasture raised, so they're free. And you should see how, and I had one egg that I bought I don't even know where it came from, but it was one left in this container. I think my daughter picked it up from the store, and so we used them up because we use a lot of eggs when we make Bernie bars. So for every, I put it, I think 10 half cups of oatmeal, 10 or 12, and then so it's an egg for every half a cup of oatmeal. And I'm going to put this recipe in our newsletter and because it's really a good recipe. And that's basically the base. And then you can add MCT oil. Mm-hmm. You want to have the ratio of wetness, you know.
I have MCT oil
in my
coffee. I added to
Excuse
it.
Me.
And coconut milk.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so let me tell you about oatmeal. So oatmeal has a place. This is out of Johnny Bowden's book. Oatmeal has a place on virtually everyone's best food list. It's like the Muhammad Ali of foods, universally loved no matter where you stand in your dietary philosophy. Even those who are stringent about keeping carbs low soften a bit when it comes to oatmeal. The guru of diabetic diets, Richard Bernstein, MD, who one might say jokingly never met a carb he didn't dislike, allows oatmeal once a day for his diabetic patients. And of course, it's been a staple of the high carb folks for folks. That's a hard word to say for decades.
See, back up
there. I
don't
say the word
back up there because you just said something that I did not realize.
What?
You can eat oatmeal if you're diabetic.
Yeah.
Because that is carbohydrates, and you're supposed to restrict your carbohydrates,
okay,
I thought.
Okay, so a half a cup of oatmeal has 5 grams of protein in it. So you've got protein in it, and it's high fiber. So it's really like a very, very good food.
And I know we talked about this in the past, but what's the difference between your instant and your steel cut?
There is a big difference.
I know there's a big difference, but what is the difference?
I don't remember, but I know it's not good. But I'll find out and we'll report on it.
Well, I think some of it's the processing of it, and when it's processed, it gets stripped of its actual nutrient-dense content.
Yeah. I think that's correct.
And I'm sure that's probably the same with rice, too, right? Instant rice and regular rice.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, and listen to this. I didn't know this. When I started reading Johnny Bowden's book, oatmeal turbocharges your immune system. Okay? It says that oatmeal has more protein than any popular cereal, and it's choosing the best ones is important. He says, besides the PAX and the instant oatmeal, both of which are, in my opinion, worthless, there are several great ways to get oatmeal. I say, make Bernie bars. All right, now I'm going to go to the next ingredient, okay? And I saw this, Danny, I was going to joke with you about it. Where is it? You and Daniel yesterday, and I never got to it, but nuts are important. They are. And nuts could stop cancer from coming back, according to this doctor. It says eating a few handfuls of nuts every week should form part of every cancer survivor's diet. Nuts, and especially tree nuts, such as hazelnuts, chestnuts, and walnuts, reduce the chances of cancer coming back. I did not know that. And that it comes from the American Society of Clinical Oncology from May 18th of 2017.
But you can't eat the nuts from a buckeye tree. I just want to make that clear. Can't do that.
Okay, so I've got earmarked blueberries, but I'm going to talk about walnuts for a second. This is what Dr. Johnny Bowden says about it. He says the doctrine of signatures is a concept in herbalism that's been around for centuries, and it is based on the idea that God marked everything God created with a sign or a signature, if you will. The signature was an indication of the item's purpose. According to the doctrine of signatures, because the walnut looks so much like a human brain, its purpose is to support that organ. Okay, it says, this just might be one case of modern science supporting centuries-old wisdom, because walnuts, like fish, are truly brain food. Good to know, right?
Yeah.
And as a cancer survivor, I didn't know that. And that comes from the, what was it? It's a something of the American, let me see, the American Society of Clinical Oncology.
Oncology.
Okay, and now we go to eggs, because there's eggs in here, okay? I can't say enough good things about eggs. This is Johnny Bowden. They're nature's most perfect food. Eggs are plentiful, inexpensive, easy to prepare in a zillion different ways, and loaded with vitamins. They're also one of the best sources of protein on the planet. On 3 of the 4 scientific scale for protein quality used in the past few decades, protein efficacy rating, biological value, and net protein utilization, eggs consistently score highest in the quality of their protein. And it goes on to say, soundly beating milk, beef, whey, and soy. Wow, right? Like, that's a big wow. And I actually added the Sun Warrior plant-based protein to mine to make them even higher in protein.
Yay.
They are, like, full of protein, my Bernie bars. I need to open a Bernie bar store.
That'd be cool. Well, there you go. That's what I'm thinking.
A little restaurant.
All these different
I love to
coffee
cook.
And
you see how happy it made me to create that this morning? That creativity, getting up early. I pour you stopped on the MCT and the almond. I used almond extract and salt and sugar. I sprinkled.
Come on. I was looking forward to arguing with you this morning.
I know.
What
I know.
Is going on?
Okay.
You haven't given me anything that I can argue with you about.
I know.
Oh, my head.
We disagree on just a couple of things, you know.
Yeah,
we do. Politically, disagree on the abortion issue. I feel a woman has a right to choose. You feel differently, and so so that makes me a little bit of a liberal, but I'm also a little bit conservative too. You know, I talked about this last week on the air when one of our listeners at Houston 1070 The Answer didn't like what I said about Melania Trump's high heels. Danny.
Yeah.
What are you chatting it up in there? What are you doing?
No.
Okay, so let me talk about blueberries. Okay, so this is again from Johnny Bowden's book, because these are the main ingredients in here. I want people to know, and they're easy to make. I'm going to get to that.
There is some controversy about the whole egg thing, though.
What?
Well, I mean, the What the Health documentary, it really, like, after I watched that, I'm kind of like, "Whoa, I'm not sure."
Well,
I want
here's the thing: what the health
eggs
was,
in my
they
body?
Were trying to they were trying to focus on the eggs that are produced in mass
yes.
the animal industry, the farming industry, and the way they treat those animals is wrong, and you're putting it in your body, and that's mainly the message they were trying to get out. It really is,
because I've eaten eggs every single day for.
Well, and Dr. Greger, who was featured in the film, he's been on the show 3 or 4 times now. He loves One Life Radio. And you know, someone has to do something about the abuse. That's part of what's wrong with the world right now. You can't have that going on all over this country and the country be okay. Because those people that work in those factories go out and mix with in the community, okay? And I can tell you firsthand, because I know, that they have to switch those employees out regularly, especially the ones that do the killing, because it screws with their head. I mean, it messes them up big time. And it's not healthy for the whole country to be... any part of that. We need to have eggs that come from chickens. But just know what, Kip? It's because we waste so much food and we want everything when we want it now, because our society goes way too fast. We don't cook at home anymore. We don't do what we need to do in order to be the healthiest we can be.
Absolutely agree with that one.
All right. So blueberries, let's see. Mention blueberries around scientists and you're sure to hear the name of James Joseph, PhD. He was the lead scientist in the Laboratory of Neuroscience at the USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University. His special interest was what we should eat if we want to keep our marbles intact as we grow older. That would be strawberries. So strawberries, nuts, oatmeal, and egg, and then you pour, you stop on the other stuff.
Yeah, well, that's good. I had that every single day.
I'll put it in the newsletter. All right. We've got a great show coming up. We have Dr. Partha Nandi. He is he's amazing. He is the host of the nationally and internationally syndicated medical lifestyle television show, Ask Dr. Nandi. And we've got Kip Watson coming up. She's a licensed professional counselor. We're going to be talking about the gifts of imperfection. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Danny Miles, Kip Watson, and our very special guest today, Dr. Partha Nandi. Dr. Partha Nandi is a medical doctor and a FACP. He is the creator and host of the nationally and internationally syndicated medical lifestyle show, Ask Dr. Nandi. And Dr. Nandi has partnered with the Ministry of Health in Jamaica and India and collaborated with the World Health Organization. He continues to travel to international conferences and symposiums, meeting with global health leaders on his quest to improve healthcare quality, access, and advocacy. To empower the world is his mission, to be your own health hero. Such a great honor to have you on the show. Welcome, Dr. Nandi.
Hey, Bernadette. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I love your book, Ask Dr. Nandi. I have been reading it for several days, and I'm going to start with where I made my first notes, which is, you know, you wrote in the book that I want to pass on to you all I know, so that you can use preventative medicine in your role as a health hero, hashtag health hero. So, you know, when I read that, Dr. Nandi, this is such an important message that I think so many people need to understand and embrace in their thinking.
I agree with you. You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, when all of us are faced with tragedy or some urgent thing that happens to your life, especially your health, you know, all of us kind of say, okay, this is the most important thing. The challenge is, when you're feeling good, right? When you're kind of living life and everything's good, how do you then pay your health forward? How do you then become a health hero and make health your number one priority? I had a couple events in my life that changed it. I almost died when I was 6 years old.
Right.
And with the help of my parents and an amazing doctor, I lived to see another day. And also 9 years ago, my dad had a massive stroke that disabled him and really brought into focus to me what I did not know as a physician. So I want to be able to give some of the knowledge that I had, as of course, as a physician the last 20 years, but also what I learned being a patient, caregiver, and advocate. By that, as you know from reading the book, I don't mean any crazy diet potions
right.
or fitness crazes, but rather little things you can do in your life that can make significant changes.
Well, you know, I didn't flip back to the introduction, and that's what, you know what? And so when you said that, I was like, oh, that's right. I remember reading that. And what a beautiful story you tell in the beginning of the book, in the introduction. It truly is life-changing, and the importance of so many things, good doctors and getting the love and the nurturing that you need, especially when you're suffering and you're fighting disease. And I love the way you open the book with talking about namaste. The light in me honors the light in you. So many people, if they would live their life with just that, it would be life-changing.
You're absolutely right. And to me, you know, the English word that represents that is empathy. You know, we say namaste, and I was fortunate. A lot of your listeners may not know I was born in India, and I came when I was very young at 9 years of age. But I still was old enough to kind of know how a billion-plus people live. And it's living with the fact that all of us really have the spirit, right? It's a little
right.
bit... esoteric, but you know, the thing is that we all have the spirit, and I call that empathy. And at a younger age, and I remember in high school, I used to write essays, and I would write about empathy. Empathy is the key. When you can really walk in someone else's shoes, I mean, truly walk in others' shoes, you can understand what to do. And in my book, I write about how spirituality lets you empathize, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think spirituality doesn't mean that you have to go on top of a mountain and sit cross-legged and say, Om, you know. A lot of my patients, when I see them, especially the big burly guys, say, you got to be kidding me, doc. I said, no, really, it just means, spirituality means just in thinking a little bit outside of yourself. So whether it means walking in the garden or the beach, wherever you are, or even just praying, whatever it takes. And why a doctor, why is an MD talking about this? Because it reduces the noise, it reduces all the stuff that gives you increased stress hormones, the cortisol, the ACTH, that basically is, those things are killing us. Heart disease, stroke, cancers, that's what I'm here to prevent in the long game. And that empathy and that feeling of namaste really helps you because it reduces the noise, reduces the stress, so you don't feel that every day is a struggle. And that's what I'm aiming to do. And I talk about the what, you know, on programs like yourself, but I really delve into the how in my new book and talk about techniques in which you can do that. Because a lot of people know what to do, but they don't know how to do it. And we tell you simple ways and how to get that done.
Well, and okay, so I'm going to flip ahead here because I've got a lot of... Okay, so tell us about this. What is Partha's Rx?
Yeah, Partha's prescription. So I always give prescriptions. I do the ABC affiliate news in my hometown, Detroit. And then
all
my
right.
television show, as you described, right? Are you from Detroit?
No, but I just think it's a great northern city. It's an old city. It's one of the greatest cities in America.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope that it comes
you.
Back strong.
It
I
has
do.
Actually come back pretty strong. You know, the thing is that downtown Detroit has nothing to do with my book or my message, but 99% occupancy. It takes a year to get a place now. So it's really come back in the downtown and midtown. Then the rest of the city has to come back too. But you know, when I do the health news or when I do my television show that's worldwide, I talk about Partha's prescriptions because I think if you talk for any amount of time, you need some takeaway messages. So I always give takeaways, which is Partha's prescriptions, kind of my, you know, what I do with my patients. Right at the end of the day, I give them takeaways. This is what I want you to do when you go home. These are the prescriptions I want you to take. So I give the same in my message. And in my book, I have five steps to becoming your own health hero, your own health advocate. So in that, I give prescriptions for the most important step, which I think is purpose. When you have purpose in your life, mm-hmm. everything makes sense, right? Everything
absolutely
follows. And you can actually increase 7 years of your life if you truly have purpose. 53% decrease in dementia, 30 to 50% decrease in heart attack, strokes, all the good stuff. I also get prescriptions and recipes on my, you know, Health Hero Nutrition Plan, which is kind of a plan in which you don't have to have a diet, but rather
right.
a plan of health. And so every one of these five steps, I actually give prescriptions, which are real take-home, simple things you can do every day, wherever you are in this country, whatever you do on this planet, you can do those things.
Well, and I think one of the very important messages and solutions in your book is that, you know, Dr. Nanda, you stress to your followers that you are not your genes and your health fate is not sealed at any age.
Oh, that's such a great point. And I think that, you know, I have so many patients coming to me and telling me, listen, you know, my grandpa had a heart attack, my father had, you know, a stroke, I'm done for. You know, they people often think that their health is really not in their hands. They're like, you know, I've always been obese. This is how I am. I'm supposed to be this way, or, you know, I'm not smart. I'm supposed to be this way. These are feelings that occur every single day. And I'm here to tell you that although there is some effect, I'm not going to say that your genetics have no effect, but it's a minority. It's not the majority of your effects that your genes control. It's the minority. So what you do, the biggest thing you can do is, number one, the act of putting that fork from your plate to your mouth. It's one of the biggest things you can do to control the products of your genes or your destiny. So if you put crap in your body, guess what's going to come out? It's not going to come out flour. It's going to come out crap.
Absolutely.
So when you go to, you know, your nearest, you know, place where you have bacon, eggs, and grits, and pour in a bunch of butter, and then, you know, you have a super huge, you know, helping of orange juice, I mean, you're not going to be able to, your body just doesn't have the capacity to outdo those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is that, you know, if you can then put whole foods in your body, whole foods that you prepare, this is another key. You have to know what's going inside, right? The only way you know that is by cooking and doing things yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, it's there's so many conveniences, quote unquote, that are given to you, but you have to prepare yourself. So if you do that, and I show you how to do that in your activities, in the what you prepare in your food, we give you ways in which you can really not spend an entire, you know, evening trying to prepare something. Well, everything less than 30 minutes, you can get that done. So when you do what you put in your mouth, what kinds of activities you have, what kind of toxic stuff you put in your brain.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Toxic people.
That's where I was going next. Absolutely. So I was going to, in the book, it says, they fought with their minds, a life-saving medicine available to everyone. That's where I was going next. People don't realize how they have the power within themselves to change their life.
Amen. You know, the thing is that we surround ourselves with toxicity. I mean, let's give one example, right? Everywhere you go, you're told that you should go on a diet and you should go on the latest fitness fads. I mean, let's get this straight. Number one, you give yourself a bunch of crap that's made in a factory, put it in your body. Then you go out into the gym and you go into this workout that's exhaustive, right? So you just basically put your body in two toxic environments, and then you go and interact with people that are toxic to you. And so, I mean, how does your body ever have a chance? Is it any surprise that you're not successful in trying to maintain a healthy weight or a healthy mindset? So to me, it's working within yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean doing anything extraordinary. If your neighbor can run 15 miles and then come back and do 15 sit-ups, that's great for your neighbor, but doesn't mean that's what you have to do. If you just walk down the street, that's perfect, right? That means that that's what you can tolerate. And every study has shown that when you incorporate ideas and activities that are within your own body, that's what increases longevity. And the spirituality part, the cultivating the mind so that you can be powerful, is so incredibly important. And why that's important is because when you cultivate your mind to be able to fight off some of these toxic situations, toxic environments that are created all around us, right? I mean, everywhere you see, there's situations of stress and anxiety put on you,
mm-hmm.
which is not needed. And why am I talking about it as a physician? Because Our ancient mechanism of survival, which is the fight or flight response, gets activated every time you get into toxic situations. Your body hasn't figured out that it's somebody, your boss or your spouse or your friend, that's making you feel this way. It thinks the tiger is still chasing you.
Absolutely.
And so it goes into that survival mode. And that's okay, but it happens multiple times a day on a microscopic level. That cortisol, those stress hormones will eat you and increase inflammation. And to me, that is the demise of our population, of our Western culture. When you go to South Korea, Bernadette, people, women are living to 90.
I know.
Average life expectancy. And why are we not doing that? Because the stuff I'm talking about is part of their normal lives and not part of some extraneous thing, you know? So that's...
Yes. And you know what? Thank you so much for writing this book. And I tell you, I highly recommend this book to anyone. It's full of just really good stories and information. It really is. It's one of the best I think I've read in a long time. Dr. Nandi, thank you so much for jumping on the show with us. I know you're a busy man. Maybe you can come back sometime again in the future.
That would be awesome. And also, I'm in Barnes & Noble today at 7 o'clock in Dallas. So please check us out then.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm coming. I didn't know that. I'll be there. I'll shake your hand tonight. Thank you so much. I'll be there. We'll put it out on social media as well. I better go get my hair done, though. All right, everyone. Thank you so much, Dr. Nandi. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Kip Watson. She's a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional with two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She's a certified high-performance coach and former professional athlete. I said professional kind of weird. Professional. She's a former professional athlete and mom of two teenagers. You can find her on Twitter at KipVet. You know, this is a good time for me to just let everyone know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn, or Apple Podcast. You can go to our weekly, our website weekly, or subscribe to our weekly newsletter at oneliferadio.com. Go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And of course, this is a time that I take to honor, and I do say honor our sponsors because they are the ones that keep this train moving. They really are. They are partners and believers like we are in having the best life possible, and their products are all products that have been checked out by me and got that seal of approval because I don't sell anything that I don't use or put in my body myself, and that would include Crazy Water. You know, it's a great mineral water right here from Mineral Wells, Texas. Charlotte's Web It's truly the world's most trusted hemp extract. Squatty Potty, because proper elimination is so important, and it mimics the natural squat posture to assist in achieving proper elimination. And
I use mine this morning.
I know, me too. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, seriously, that are listening right now, the Squatty Potty is an excellent device. I was told by a friend of mine, Brittany Boyer, back about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. She was like, dude, you need to get a Squatty Potty. I'm like, what is that? And she told me. I was like, ooh, I don't want to talk about this. And she's
nobody
like,
wants to talk about poop, but right. It's actually important.
It is really important. And anyway, I ended up buying one, and it not only changed my life, it changed my daughter's life. And I wish I had it when my babies were little, because my one daughter had bilateral inguinal hernias, and she would not have gotten those had she had a Squatty Potty so she could properly eliminate and line her body up. And of course, Sun Warrior, you know, what do I say? It's the premier all-natural raw superfood company dedicated, truly dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. They have vitamins. They have all kinds of really great products. And the founders, Denley and Jan Falk, and Nick Stern are all really true pioneers in the frontier of the vegan, not just vegan, but just plant-based protein powders and supplements. Okay. And thank you to all of our sponsors. I really do. Yes. And thank you to our listeners. And I hope that you enjoy these next couple of segments with Kip Watson.
Oh, it's going to be good.
So you have a book club selection for September by an author by the Breen Brown.
Brené.
Brené. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Is that a French name?
I just wondered. Kind of French.
It sounds French.
French.
So yes. Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection. So let's talk about this book. What is the power of this book and these gifts of imperfection that she speaks of or writes of?
Well, the book really encompasses what she kind of puts together in a package. You know, everybody's got a framework, right? Her framework, at least within this book, is that the gifts of courage, compassion, and connection really keep us grounded, because you know we all have stories, just like you know the first guest on the program. We all have stories, and she opens her book by talking about where she was about to go do a presentation for a bunch of teachers, and what she ended up doing. She calls it really threw me off my game the way they introduced her. And she realized after the fact, after she really stumbled her way through this performance, essentially, is that she traded her value and worthiness and authenticity for accomplishment, achievement, and trying to impress.
Wow.
Which is what our culture is all about, right?
You said that it was about courage, connection, and what was the other one?
Compassion.
Compassion. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. The three C's.
The three C's. Yeah. I mean, that's
Does she call them the three C's in the
book? Well, yeah. It's kind of like those are the gifts of imperfection, right? If we're truly authentic and real, we don't mind screwing up.
Right.
We're not there to, I'm not here to impress you.
Right.
Right. I'm not here to achieve something. This isn't about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but it's about being authentic with you.
Well, okay, so there's the perfect segue for me. What I was going to share with you is what one of the iHeartMedia executives here said earlier today. She's not an executive, but she knows.
She's a gem.
She's a gem in the radio business. Yes, let's say that. She's an executive in my mind.
a longevity in the radio business.
Yes.
She knows what she's talking about.
And she was talking about the show. And anyway, you said authenticity, okay? Mm-hmm. And so she said to me, I said, well, okay, you gave me a compliment. Give me a criticism. Is there anything that I could be doing better? She said, the only thing that you do, and it's not wrong. It's just you, and it's part of who you are, and I just love it. She said, it makes radio pit people cringe, and it's this, the long bios and the accolades that I give to the people that are on my show that I am so thankful that they are either in studio with me or on the phone, because I don't do this alone. Mm-hmm. It's a tribe of people, and we're all trying to change the world. We are, you know, and it is possible. And so she just thought it was so funny. She's like, but don't change that. And I said, well, I'm not, because I do appreciate the people that are on the show. And if that makes me quirky or weird in the radio business or in any business, I'm not going to change who I am. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so that's what she said to me. But it was, so you could call it an imperfection, but you know, I think it serves me well.
It's your style.
It's my style.
Right? And does that style conflict with what, I guess, traditional radio would say makes good radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what she was trying to say to
you,
right?
Because they want it short and sweet. Because it's all about the money, okay? For me, it's not. Okay, it's not. It's about the money, getting those commercials in. Don't spend too much time giving anybody accolades. Just give them, put their name out there, because every minute is money producing. It's time on the clock, you know? And I don't care about that. I'm thankful, truly thankful for the people that come in here like you, Kip. You know, every Thursday for years, you've been coming in here. Sometimes different days too. You know, we switched it up here and there, but truly appreciate you coming in and trying to help people that can't afford to go to a shrink, that don't know where to turn because it's expensive. It's expensive. So they can tune in or they can listen to the podcast, you know, and get some great free advice.
Absolutely. Right. And that's always, I think, why I gravitated to doing this is because it was about making a difference.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about how courageous we both were to continue doing this. Let's talk about courage. And how have we changed the definition?
Well, I think this is really fascinating because in the original languages, courage comes from a Latin word, cor, C-O-R, which means heart. And so the original definition of courage is you speak your mind by talking from your heart, right?
Absolutely.
In other words, it's about vulnerability.
It feels good to be vulnerable. I think so.
Some people, and I was thinking about this, you know, as I was preparing for the show, and I thought, dang, that is so hard. That is really so hard because when we've been vulnerable a lot of times, we've gotten hurt. And so then people put up walls to protect them against vulnerability.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Against sharing their heart or speaking their mind because they don't want to be hurt again. And so over the years, then courage hasn't been about that anymore. It's not about sharing your heart and your mind and connecting in that way. But it's become about heroic efforts of action, right? When we think of, you know, the brave and the courageous, we think of a hero, right? We think of the courageous acts that people have done even in the last two hurricanes.
Right.
Right? That people have risked their lives, sometimes lost their lives. You know, there was a police officer who lost his life trying to get to work.
I know. That's right? So many sad
courageous
stories.
Courageous act.
Yeah.
And that's how it's shifted.
Well, how come we fear so much about what other people think about us? You know what?
How much
save
time
that.
Do we
save
have?
That. You know what? We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. Save that. I can't wait to talk about that. And we're going to be talking about how compassion involves boundaries and lots of other things here with Kip Watson. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Reach out, touch faith.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Kip Watson, and Danny Miles. Thank you so much for playing Depeche Mode, because we've got in our newsletter, sign up. I'll let Lexi give you the...
Sign up today, because we've got three sets of two tickets to Depeche Mode, September 22nd.
We're Jets, giving away two of them Star today. Plex. Today we're giving away two, and Nathan Runkle's new book, Mercy for Animals. I just got two copies of them, and I found them in the bushes again. Probably have been there
I wish
for a
I was going
days.
To Depeche Mode. That's going to be so
I know,
fun.
Well, you're going out of town.
I know.
Too.
You're going to Austin City Limits, or where are you going?
I'm going to Kansas.
Oh, Kansas. Okay.
For a wedding.
Okay.
She said Kansas.
That's right. So who's in Kansas? Who's there?
It's Ryan. It's one of Ryan's family friends.
Oh, nice. So you get to meet the family?
No, not his family. It's like his brother's best friend is getting married.
Oh, well, that's nice. Weddings, yeah. Weddings are always fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They are.
But Depeche Mode will be better.
Yeah, probably. Depeche Mode will be, yeah.
So sign up today.
Sign up for the newsletter, and I'm going to put my Bernie Bar base recipe in there, and you can add whatever you want. That's the great thing about the recipe. And if it gets a little too wet, just add a little too much.
You know what would be good?
Add a little more oatmeal, or, you know. What?
Like peanut butter cups.
Oh, I've made the peanut butter ones before with chocolate chips in them. You can do anything with this recipe once you have the base, and I'll put the base ingredients in the newsletter, like I said, and you know, I sprinkled a little bit of salt on top of these. They have no sugar in them. They're made with maple. I did maple syrup, a little bit of stevia, and then on the very top, like literally just a little sprinkle of sugar and salt, which made them just kick a little bit and glisten a little bit on the top. So you can do all kinds of things. And I'll put some suggestions in the recipe as well. So anyway, okay. So Kip Watson, love having you on the show, girl. Licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional with two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She's a certified high-performance coach and a former professional athlete. We were talking about the three C's here from the latest book that she has been...
She actually has a new one out.
Oh, she
this
does?
Is the one before it, but yeah. It just came out.
What's her
out
first
like
name again? Brené?
Brené Brown.
Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection, Courage, Compassion, and Connection. And so how does compassion involve boundaries?
Well, you asked a loaded question. I want to go back to that one right before the break.
Okay.
I think that's a
oh,
good...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Why we care so much about what other people think.
Oh, yeah.
It's exhausting, people.
It
like
is.
I just want to. I want to just say,
thank
stop
you,
it. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
It does not matter.
It doesn't. And quit judging
people. Think.
Quit judging people if you're guilty of that too.
Well, it's just exhausting to spin your wheels enough. I think, like her story just says at the beginning of the book, it's like she started trying to impress people, right? But you don't have control.
You don't.
Over what people think.
You don't.
You don't have control how they feel. If somebody says something to you and you immediately have that reaction, like, I'm hurt, I'm offended, guess what? That's on you. Mm-hmm. You get to decide how long you want to waste time in that minutia.
Right, but you can't walk around thinking that, well, I don't care what anybody thinks. You know, I'm just being, you
that's
know what.
Different, that's different, though. You can't walk around being a
that's not
a-hole.
What we're talking
about. That's
right.
Not what I'm talking about.
Did you just say a-hole?
I
you
did.
Never say that.
Well, I didn't say the word.
Well,
a-hole.
I know, but you said the
jerk.
You know. Yeah, a-hole. Good for you. You go, girl.
No. Getting wild here.
That's where the compassion comes in, right? That's where the compassion comes in.
But Danny, I've never heard her say that. Have you? She's getting wild.
My gosh,
in
Mother
here.
Teresa in
oh,
there just.
I know. I know, right?
I don't know you anymore.
I know, Kip.
Know me
what
anymore.
Have you been doing?
What's next? damn hell and crap?
I might say gosh. Michigan or something.
Well, you know, while
gosh darn go to heck.
While we're participating in this tomfoolery, I want to remind everyone, I got all the information about the book signing tonight with Dr. Nandi. It is at Half Price Books on Northwest Highway. That's 5803 Northwest Highway at 75 across from North Park at 7 p.m. I will be there. I will be there for sure. Lexi, maybe you can join us and meet Mr.
Maybe.
Nandi if you don't have any plans.
Yeah.
And I'm not a jerk about it if she does because, you know, it's just what it is, what it is.
No
it would be nice.
Taken.
You know, a bonus might be involved in that.
Oh, bribery.
But yeah, so we'll be there. But let's get back to what we were talking about, Kip.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
I just think, you know, we waste a lot of time trying to impress people or gaining achievement, accomplishment, whatever it is, because we are trying to get the approval of others. And that is a constant, you know, gerbil wheel that you'll never get off of.
It's a drain.
It is draining.
Absolute circling
right?
the drain.
What I want people to be comfortable in is they're in their own skin with their own opinions and strong in their moral compass, right? You and I have disagreements on the air about things.
Oh, yeah.
And we can walk away from the conversation like still high-fiving each other, right?
Absolutely.
And that's in essence what we need to be.
Yeah, because both of you know that you're right. Right?
Well, no, I have a
high five.
I respect everyone's right to be a free thinker. And that's part of living in America that makes it so great. Even if they're wrong. And I wish more people would remember that. You know, that's what America was founded on, the freedom of speech. And, you know, being free thinkers and being allowed to share that with any forum, any audience that you want. So, what else do you want to talk about particular?
I think we can move on, right?
Okay.
That's really about the courage aspect.
Okay.
And then, so compassion, right? I think compassion, we all kind of have a general idea of what that means in having empathy or sympathy.
Oh, gosh. It's the key to peace in your heart, actually. It totally is.
When you open yourself up to generating compassion for someone, you need to expect that you might get hurt.
Right.
You need to expect that it might be tough.
But you know, like Dr. Nandi said, when you picture yourself walking in someone else's shoes, Kip, I'm trying to get eye contact with you.
Yes.
Okay, so when you picture yourself walking in someone else's shoes and you find that little bit of empathy, it immediately relieves any kind of anger or stress you might have towards that person. Would you agree?
Yeah, and this even works even with this is hard. It's hard to get somebody here, but someone who's been abused, if you can get to the point for having compassion for your abuser, you'll actually heal.
Absolutely.
And it's really hard to get there, understandably so.
It is.
But yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Does that hold true then, takes one to know one? Meaning if someone is abused, it's, you know, far as, let's say a therapist. Is it easier for a therapist that has walked in those shoes help that person? Or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, okay, God, I'm done with the, you know, the problems and the issues and the struggles and the obstacles in my own life. But it always gives me a story and the ability to generate empathy or compassion for my clients.
Would you agree that, like, I'm going to just guess that, like, I don't know, like 90 or 95%, maybe 99, maybe 100% of people that get in that field have suffered in some way. And that is why they have a story. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was working in radio and television, actually. Right.
Yeah.
And I had a story. And then I decided to go to seminary and get my counseling degree.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and I think it's I don't know. I know for me personally, to get on the air and talk about things, my own personal things, are so humbling. And I love that feeling. I love that feeling. And I, you know, a lot of people have said, you know, I'm one of the most compassionate people they've ever met. But that's because I've suffered a lot and I'm able to share it with other people and try to help them to come out of it. I'm not a shrink, but, you know.
Well, and I think one really key aspect of what when Brené Brown talks about compassion, which I, you know, great therapists get this too, is that there you have to set a certain amount of boundaries in your life.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And that's actually a compassionate thing to do.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Especially like as a parent or even in dating. right? You got this is where it goes back to you being firm about what's right and wrong for you. You're strong in your own opinions, because when the first thing isn't solid, if courage isn't solid, then you're like an up and down yo-yo. Like,
right.
And you become whatever that person's interested in, then you get interested
well,
in it.
Well, Robin Perry Braun and I were talking about this just last night. There is a person in my life who constantly loves to aggravate me. I'm not going to say who it is. A lot of people listening probably already know. But we were talking about setting boundaries. And you actually are doing that person a favor by not allowing them to cross those boundaries and exercise narcissist behavior.
Right. It's separating the person from the behavior.
Right.
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 And so it very often is a compassionate thing to do. And I see this over and over in my office, especially with parents and like young adult children or even, you know, teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to teach them the life skills that they need to know. And it would be very uncompassionate, right, if you didn't do that as a parent, because your kid is going to then be very handicapped in dealing with
Absolutely.
The reality of life.
Absolutely. So again, you know, our culture has glorified independence, but this is not healthy. And why not, Kip?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we do live in, you know, America where there is a I don't need anybody. I don't need anything. I can do it on my own. And the fact is that you are born and bred for connection.
Mm-hmm.
You are born and bred to be in relationship with people.
Yes.
And you can't achieve, you know, what I call high performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
High performance alone.
Right.
Right? You got to have a team of people because, and, you know, everybody has a certain role in enabling you to achieve whatever dream that is. And likewise for whoever the other person is.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, I think we are hardwired for connection, and that's what we really need to thrive. And if you haven't had it, it does damage the brain. Right. And we've had a lot of research that shows that. So
good stuff. Really good stuff, man. Thank you so much, Kip Watson.
You bet.
Always love doing the show with her. She's amazing. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com and sign up for our newsletter. And a big shout out again to our sponsors, Sun Warrior, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, and Squatty Potty, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, you get one life, and guess what? You get one earth. To get out there and make the most of it.